is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A 19-year-old student at the University of Colorado Boulder was rescued over the weekend after he fell down a mine shaft. The Boulder County Sheriff's Office didn't identify the student by name, only saying he's from Connecticut. He was uninjured despite falling about 45 feet down an abandoned shaft near the Switzerland Trail late Saturday night. It took rescue crews more than 3 hours to help him climb free. While the Congressional Redistricting Commission tries to finalize its reworked map ahead of tomorrow's deadline, Colorado's state legislative maps are also in the works. CPR's Benta Berkland says those commissioners are in a similar situation.
That process has a little longer to go because the deadlines are different, but it's happening in the same way, nonpartisan staff drawing maps with commission and public input. That process is possibly even harder because we have 100 statehouse districts to draw.
That was CPR's Benta Berkland. A former Idaho Springs police officer charged with assaulting an elderly man is now named in a separate lawsuit for similar misconduct. According to the suit, Officer Nicholas Hanning pulled over a man who was deaf for allegedly running a stop sign in 2019. The man tried using sign language to communicate that he couldn't hear, but Hanning tased him twice and put the man in handcuffs. The suit also names a second police officer, the City of Idaho Springs, and Clear Creek's Board of Commissioners. This is CPR. Fort Collins is at 90 degrees and fair. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 54. Tomorrow the high will be 82 degrees.